the Gemara that in Baba Basra that says when Moshe Rabbeinu gave him his splendor, his glory, unto Yeshua, he didn't give his entire holy only part of it. And the elders of that all said, Moshe b'nei Acham, Yeshua b'nei Alephonim. Moshe Rabbeinu's face is like the sun, and Yeshua is like the moon. What embarrassing thing it is. The question is, what does it mean? What is this embarrassing thing? So Chazal would say, it's not embarrassment to Yeshua, because Yeshua was a Talmud, he was in the same Dagra of Moshe Rabbeinu, but still, his face was shining at a high madrega of Ashros Hashrida. The Busha, he said a Moshel, that a person asked somebody, people to accompany him, he's going on a long trip to a place where they dig out precious stones. Anyone want to come along with him? And nobody wanted to bother with the trip. Except for one person that decided to accompany him. Anyway, they went away for a long time, they came back with all these diamonds and rubies and everything else. And the one who accompanied him also had it. Not as much as the first one, but he had a lot of... And then everybody said to themselves, Oi! Loisa Busha, Loisa Lechlima. The desire that we have, that we didn't go along. We could have gone along with him and had all this wealth. That's what he's saying. But Klal Yisrael realize now that Yeshua is the one who was Meshamesh Moshe Rabbeinu B'kol Koicho, as he was Zeifa to this Bnei Alvona. Everybody else didn't get it. They saw the Bizoyan that they eventually got because they didn't put their Koichos into Meshamesh Moshe Rabbeinu. He says everybody has to learn for himself to Meshamesh Tamil Chachomim and to Meshamesh the Torah. It's also considered Shemesh Tamil Chachomim, learning the Gemara B'kol Koicho. Person is misafel and is faithless and puts into his limudat Torah, then eventually it will be an unpleasant situation. And we'll probably have to hop around as soon as possible. Yes, Hashem, Mashiach is coming soon. And after that, you don't get any more extra salvation.